yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today I am honored to have two of my medical assistants, my office helpers, Itzel and Jasmine. And so we're going to be doing a little interview with them about the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. Now, Itzel, how long have you been at the Wellness Aesthetics?
I have been with the clinic now for a little over 2 years.
And we met you working at, what were you doing at the time?
I was actually hostessing at Houlihan's and making my way to becoming a cosmetologist.
And so you started wellness. Was it what you expected or was it different than what you expected?
Not at all. I honestly started at the wellness in the hopes of getting my foot in the door more with the aesthetic side, although I did have an inclination of living a healthier lifestyle. I would say I really struck gold because everything that I wanted for my life was practiced and embodied in your clinic, which is great.
Good. And Jasmine, how long have you been with the wellness?
In January, it'll be 3 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what were you doing before you joined us?
I was actually working at an ophthalmologist clinic, and I found the job through a mutual coworker she had at the time. Told me about the hiring position, so I came and I met with Mary, the office manager.
When you were working in that ophthalmologist, about how many patients a day did you see?
We had, like, I want to say 8 clinics all over San Antonio, so on average, we see at least 65 to 75 people a day.
And so when you came to the wellness, about how many patients were you seeing there when you came in?
Over? At the beginning, we were seeing, like, the most, maybe 4 patients a day.
So that was a big change for you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So did that make you wonder, you know, suddenly it's like, whoa, all the time you spend talking for a couple minutes with each patient. But how much time do you spend with each patient when they call in?
On average, depending on what they call in for, if it's aesthetics or more of the hormone side, each patient we usually spend about 30 minutes on the phone explaining the process of how to become your patient and what they're needing for their initial consultation.
So you give them a lot of information, right?
Yes.
Now, how did you learn all this information?
Y'all just threw me in there and I learned it. I kind of learned by listening. When you would talk to patients, we'd sit in the consultation so we can learn what it is that you're explaining to them. That way, when people called to inquire about that, we were able to relate to them and explain to them exactly a little bit of what they're entailing about.
Now, you guys are pretty young, right?
Yes, we are.
You want to share a little bit of that? I don't, you know, it's up to you.
We are both 23, and I would say we are the youngest in the crowds of pretty much wherever we go.
Yes.
And so when you first started out with us, you felt like if you weren't sure about things, right? It was like different for you. Was it what you traditionally thought of medicine when you first started with us?
Oh, not at all. From what I had known and grown up with knowing really all my life, quick visit with a doctor, maybe if you're lucky, you spend 5-10 minutes with the doctor. And compared to this clinic where you literally just teach and educate and spend 2 to 3 hours with a single person.
Mm-hmm. And do they actually spend the time with a doctor with me?
They spend, I would say, about 30 minutes of that 2 to 3 hours with the staff getting started, but the rest of the time is literally just with you, the doctor.
And so tell us about what does a patient have to do when they first call you? Do they have to get blood work? Do they have to fill out paperwork? Do they have to do history forms? What do they do?
Well, it's just depending on what they call in for. So if they're calling in to be a hormone patient, we have to go through the steps of asking them. Prior to them coming in and meeting with you, we need to see where their levels are at. So we would tell them, we'd send them out for blood work, or we can do it in-house because we can't help them get to where they want unless we know where they're at right now. And the blood work kind of tells us everything that we need to know about the person. including also doing the history and physical form that we ask the patients to do.
How long is that history form that they fill out?
It would be anywhere from 23 to 27 pages.
So they spend a little time filling those history forms out,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do. Typically, it's recommended that if they're interested in coming in, we do email them and provide that beforehand so that when they do come in office, they have the full time with the doctor, with you.
Now, do they get to know me before they come in to see us?
Yes, we send them all your credentials. We send them videos on specific topics of what they're inquiring about. So you have a specific list of videos in which you talk about each type of procedure or program that we offer, and then depending on what they're inquiring about, we send it to them.
So they would get like a 3 to 5 minute video on the topic that they're interested in that you'll send to them that has me on YouTube talking about it, right?
Correct, yes. So they've already encountered you prior to even coming to the office.
Now, we also give them a book, one of my book, Grow Younger, like you, Be 29 Again book, right?
Yes.
But that's when they come in, right?
Yes.
Now, so you spend a lot of time educating the patient on the phone, and so now they get a very extensive set of blood work. And then when they do come in, we spend about half an hour with them doing testing in the office. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of testing do we do on them?
Now, there's probably about 5 in-house tests that we run. They just checked how a person's physical body is doing and what's the state of that as of that day. We look at things like heart function as well as metal toxicity, mineral deficiencies, and that's just a general overview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually do. We also look at body composition. Mm-hmm. We look at the patient's energy level, and we look at their stress level and their arteries. So we do quite a few in-house tests. Mm-hmm. You know, and what I tell patients is that when they come in, the in-house testing is worth a lot more than what they pay to actually for the consult. Right. So we do quite a bit on them, and you share a lot with us. Now, what kinds of things do patients call in about?
Majority, the main things that people call about, what we've seen in the past several months, a lot of people are calling about hormones and skin enlightening, more of our aesthetic services, but our main program is probably the hormones at our office.
Mm-hmm. We also get quite a few on weight loss, too.
Mm-hmm. Weight loss. Mm-hmm.
And do we get a lot of laser calls, too?
Oh, yes. There's people who inquire, not necessarily that they want a laser treatment, but they do have certain concerns on their skin or their face, and they just want to address them, and that's how they come to find that the best treatment option for that would be the lasers that we offer.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, we have patients that come in for hair regrow and things like that. Do we see a lot of patients coming about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are they interested in those things?
They call inquiring about, they initially call about the vampire hair regrow, and we offer them the free consultation. So with any aesthetic service, we offer a free consultation for them to come and meet with you. We explain to them over the phone that we can't say that they will get the vampire hair regrow. It's just dependent on what other options they have available for them. Because we don't just offer just one type of treatment to individuals. We offer them several because everybody has different price ranges or people take treatments differently from others. So not everything will work for one person. That's why we offer additional.
Yes, because I guess what happens is a lot of patients think that they want something. And so we give them a free consult. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's really this, we have several options for what they come in for.
Exactly.
So we give them the option. Now, typically we spend about 30 minutes or so with on these free consults.
That's true. About 30 to 40.
Good. Well, we'll take a break now. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on News Talk 550 KTSA. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959-210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at all the other book outlets. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So we are currently talking to two of our medical assistants at the One Aesthetic Medical Center. So we're talking to them about the experience at the One Aesthetic Medical Center. Now, itself,
yes.
You know, about a year ago, we all as a group went to the AFRM conference in Vegas. That's the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine conference. Tell me a little bit about what your experience there was like.
I would say that being my first time encountering anything of that sort, I was actually really mind blown to know that there's such an environment. As it is, when I first entered this type of practice, it was still taboo to me. I had never encountered anything like that. So to see so many people congregated and interested in pursuing the same goals and the same types of environments in their own clinics, I think it was really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. And Jasmine?
I had a lot of fun, especially since we were like the youngest ones there. It was just, you get a lot of information. I like going to those conferences because you had taken us to, maybe a couple of months before, you had taken us to another conference. Not as big as that one, but you just learn a lot of information. For myself, I always think like, I'm so glad I learned this stuff now so I know what I need to do when I get older, because, I mean, people my age aren't interested in this stuff at all right now, and it's...
That's definitely very true.
Yeah, so it's very, for us to be at the age we are and working with, in this type of practice, I think it's very beneficial to us as far as like in our future.
We have the resources.
Yeah, we have the
information needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you met a lot of physicians there, right? Did they ask you all a lot of questions?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Being just a medical assistant and not really having as high of an authority as they did, I was surprised at some of the questions that they were even asking.
Mm-hmm.
And did they want you to help them with things?
Yes. I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked a lot of questions. Now, I know there was about 4,000 or 5,000 people at this conference. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the booths? You know, they had a lot of exhibits. How did you feel when you went into that exhibit hall?
There was a lot of information to take in. Me and Itzel probably went around trying to get every type of card we could, just so that
everything possible.
Mm-hmm. Did you all try a lot of them?
We did. It was kind of exciting to go through to see everything that they could, all the types of supplements, treatments,
creams,
equipment,
skincare, everything
that they've come up with and developed just about anything you can think of.
Now, you guys took your boyfriends with you, right?
Oh, we did. We had the opportunity to.
What did they think about it?
Well, Marcus, my boyfriend, he lives a very healthy, very active lifestyle. So for him, even him just walking the exhibits and going through the booths, he was having a blast.
Mm-hmm. So did he learn a lot?
Yes, he did.
It validated a lot of things that you were doing, right?
Yes. Sometimes I come home and I tell him about some of the newest things I've learned, and he may be a little like, oh, really? So, but that definitely was an eye-opener for him.
Mm-hmm. And what about yours, Jasmine?
Adrian, my boyfriend tries to be healthy. And because of, before I started here, I was kind of healthy, but of course, working here, learning everything I know what healthy really means to be. It's not what people perceive it to be. Mm-hmm. So Adrian, he tries to do some of the things I do, but when we went, he did learn a lot. He was really intrigued with all the stuff that people like trying out things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would lose him sometimes. He's over there trying out a booth or stuff like that. And then he'd come like every day after the conference, and we'd have opportunities to go look at the booths. He would come with his little bag of goodies and like, oh, hey, look what I got. Look what I got.
Mm-hmm. So did that conference change the way you thought about medicine?
I think that, along with working with you, has really changed what I thought of medicine. From a personal story, I will say that when I graduated, I was going to school to be a my major was biology. I mean, I was a farm tech. That's what I worked in before the ophthalmologist. So I've kind of worked in the medical field since I've graduated high school. But since working with you and along with the conference, I'll say that my mind perception of what medicine is today wasn't what I thought it was. And that changed my major. I mean, I'm a different major now. It doesn't have anything to do with medical, but that's a reason why I changed it, because I felt, as far as like medicine, what I knew about it wasn't true. So I was like, you know, I felt like I was blindsided to everything, you know, and I wish, you know, me working for you and alongside everybody else, I always try and, you know, tell my family like, hey, you know, like, this is what's going to help you, you know, don't do this or, you know, and people think I'm crazy. They're like, no, that's not true. And I'm like, I know
if
what I'm
telling you. Knew.
Yeah. I tell them, I'm like, if only you knew, I mean, I'm just trying to help, but you know, you can't force anybody to think the way you think. But I'm really glad that I, like what Itzel said, we have the resources to do what we need to do for our health in the future, especially now that we're young. I mean, and it's like y'all always tell us, it's better to start young, even if it's not the hormone wise, but like skincare, everything that we do in the office, to implement it now, because it's only going to benefit us in the future.
You know, young people don't normally think about sex, right? But in a clinic, we see a lot of patients who come in about sexual stuff. How have you felt about that?
In the beginning, I used to get really uncomfortable because I'm a definitely. Very private person. But, okay, so now going on 3 years there, I've really opened up. And it's so funny because, like, I'll hang out with friends and, like, the stuff I talk about, they're just, like, really, like, what? Like, that's, why are you saying that? And I'm like, oh, no, it's, like,
it's
don't worry
usual
about
for
it.
Us.
Yeah, it's usual for us. Like, it's made me more open as far as, like, talking about uncomfortable stuff, because I was a really very, very, like, private person. And so, I mean, that's a good thing, like, for myself. I'm very open as far as if people ask questions.
And it also makes you relatable to people, because a lot of people try to shy off from these topics. And many times these are the issues that they have the most trouble with. So when you become more exposed to it and when you become more comfortable with talking about it, you become a resource that people can rely on and that they can turn to.
Mm-hmm. Now, we see a lot of patients for sex, right?
Yeah, we
see
do.
A lot of women with sexual problems.
I would say like more
I'd
than
be
half.
Surprised.
Yeah, more than half females. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of, especially couples who are on the verge of getting divorced. Mm-hmm. They don't know where to turn to. I don't know how many couples we've seen like that, and them getting the treatments that they need, we've turned their whole entire marriage life around. Yeah, like
around.
They're completely different people. They come in, they're so happy. It's like they're the first time they ever fell in love again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you know, you've seen a lot of women who have come in who we put on testosterone, and you see them the way they are before they come in. How are they after they've been on their testosterone?
Well, I guess to kind of give a background picture of how we see a lot of women coming in prior, it's almost as if it's relatable to the PMS symptoms. A lot of crankiness, mood swings, irritability, and they don't really know why, it's just how they're feeling. And so once they get on these therapies and these treatments, it's like this gray cloud has just been lifted off of them, and they're prancing around super happy. It's as if
and that's one thing
they're young all over again.
We've learned, like both me and her have learned, we've grown together in the front office. It's just me and her, but that's one thing we've also learned is like when we get a call and we spend 30 to 45 minutes with them, like we do get frustrated with some of them because some patients are really, really rude. And then when we hang up, we're just like, no, we understand why. And then when we meet the person, they're a bit rude at the beginning, you know? And then afterwards, once they've gotten on treatments, it's like, man, it's like a whole new person. And
their life changes,
yeah,
their attitudes,
yeah,
everything.
And some of them are like, oh, I'm sorry, that just really wasn't me. But, I mean, we understand where they're coming from. We're not just like, oh, look at this old rude lady, or, you know, we understand what they're suffering from.
Now, before you all started working well, did you ever think that women could need testosterone?
That was not anything that really had ever crossed my mind. No. I knew it was in our biological makeup, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Really.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another break. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon, at the bookstores, also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. GrowYoungerAgain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558. 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So we're talking to Itzel and Jasmine, about the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. Now, we just finished talking about the sexual health program. We also have the aesthetic program. And, you know, young people in general don't think much about aesthetics. You know, they're beautiful, they're young, their skin is great, but, you know, and they do things, and then 20 years later, they wonder why their face and their skin looks a lot, the way it does. Now, Itzel, you see a lot of patients now who come in with skin problems, and, you know, you are beautiful and everything else, but you have tried a lot of the stuff that we have done, right? And so you understand why it's important to get pharmaceutical grade products as opposed to just going to Walmart or the other store. So tell us a little bit about your experience with wellness with the aesthetic portion.
So I've definitely been blessed with relatively clear skin and not having to do much maintenance, but prior to working at the clinic, I would not care of what I put on my skin, what I did, if I applied sunblock, if I didn't. Now knowing and having the education and having the opportunity to gather so much information as to what causes these issues and the women that come in, the symptoms that they have later on in life and what it can be attributed to that they did younger and earlier on, I would definitely say it's changed my outlook. And now I look for nothing but the best and I try my best to, even though, yes, my skin is clear and I'm blessed with that, I want to keep it that way.
Exactly. And you, Jasmine?
Well, me, on the other hand, I'm not blessed with clear skin. I've always been... Since I can remember, since I was probably sixth grade, I got my first acne. And just going throughout the years, I get here and there. It's just my personal story. So, like, in 11th grade, 12th grade, I had a really bad cystic acne breakout. My whole entire cheeks were covered. It was really, really bad. I went and saw a couple of dermatologists. I got it under control. It went away for about 2-3 years. I moved to San Antonio in that time, and I was doing fine and everything. And I don't know if it was just accumulation of stress, but I also think because of my hormones, because in the areas that I was breaking out, my skin just was really bad. Now, about a year and a half ago, you helped me clear my face because you offered the laser treatment to me along with the vampire facelift. And that has done wonders to my skin. We have patients come in all the time, and a lot of them come in for the vampire facelift because they want something non-invasive, very natural. They don't want an actual facelift. So when I tell them that I did it myself, everybody's in shock. They're like, what? Why are you getting it done? You're only 20 years old. And I've gotten it done twice now. And I mean, I love the vampire facelift. I think anyone at any age can get it. From personal experience, my skin has always been like very dull. Of course, I have acne. With the vampire facelift, my skin has never been so luminous. Even without makeup, my skin has a nice glow to it. So I really love the vampire facelift. So I think anybody at any age can get it.
You know, we always, you know, we think about hormones, but we never think about hormones in your skin. Mm-hmm. But hormones is very, very important to acne and how your face looks, you know, because hormones help you, like, for instance, estrogen mm-hmm. is very important for your collagen. Mm-hmm. And when, as you get older, as your estrogen drops, you lose your collagen. So you start wrinkling. So, you know, so we have a lot of things that we do with aesthetics for wrinkle reduction, for stretch marks, for all those things. And so it's very nice that they realize that just because you're young and you look beautiful, it's still a good time to start taking care of your skin.
Absolutely.
Because when you get older, you can avoid a lot of the pitfalls that happen later on mm-hmm. because of that. So, you know, so we've done aesthetics and we've done wellness. We also do a few other things at the clinic that you get a lot of phone calls from, like a lot of IV therapy and some alternative cancer therapy. Tell us a little bit about those kinds of calls that we get. Like today we had a lady who called in whose husband was in California with cancer.
Yes. We do get several calls of people who either they've been diagnosed with cancer or their loved one has been diagnosed with some type of cancer, and they're looking for an alternative therapy. An alternative therapy in the sense that they've already tried the traditional medicine, they've already tried the chemotherapy, and they see that the quality of life in their loved one or in themselves is not what they want it to be, especially at the stage in life that they are. They want to be able to enjoy whatever they can. So when they reach out to us, it's kind of touching to see how excited they can even get just knowing that there is something out there, like the IV nutritions that we provide, that can increase their quality of life.
Yes, and so we do IV nutrition for alternative cancer therapy. We also do like the glutathione for skin lightening. Mm-hmm. We also do vitamin C. We do all kinds of things with IV nutrition. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we run out of time. So I'm just loved having you all here with
Thank
me
you.
Today.
Thank you for having us.
And I think that, you know, for anyone who's interested, you can always call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. And when you do call the wellness, you can certainly speak to Jasmine or Itzel, and they'll be happy to share their experience with you and tell you all the great things that we do. All right, you all guys have a wonderful evening. And hopefully we'll see you with the new year starting. We'll see you to help you get yourself body optimized. Thank you all very much.